Just about 8:10 on this Thursday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, two guests of the day today. Marcel Kalkutsky sits to my right, adorned in his green and gold.
Yes.
Dyersville Beckman, your Beckman Catholic green and gold. Look at those.
Yes.
Did you have to custom order those, hey dudes?
No. My daughter goes to the University of Mary up in Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were dropping her off Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And we're up in Shields there. Those are Bison colors, North Dakota State.
Okay.
And so I had my Beckman gear mm-hmm. on, Beckman cap gear on while I was there, and somebody said, well, you need these green shoes. They didn't have any of my size that mm-hmm. day, but then, lo and behold, we found them. Found them and had them delivered in time for homecoming.
There
so,
you go. Well, you
kind
look...
of fun, kind of fun to have. It is a spirit yeah. day at school today. When we have students who are making good accomplishments, so our 4x800 meter relay team is running this afternoon at 5 mm-hmm. o'clock down at the state meet. So to celebrate those students and their accomplishment, we call it a spirit day. So students
cool.
can be out of dress code on those days, but they have to wear school gear.
Mm, gotcha.
So that's today. We had that today. We had one yesterday because the girls golfers were in. they made it to state yesterday afternoon, so it's great for them, but they were in the regional round two.
Mm-hmm.
We had one on Monday because the boys golf team also made it to state, so they play next week. So the one caveat to that is for the sports teams, they have to win their first playoff round.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we don't get one in playoff round one, but if we make it to second round playoffs, then we do Spirit Day to kind of celebrate those pieces. So
if the track team does well tonight,
they're done. It's one and
done.
Oh,
come on. You got to do one. You got to do a post-glow.
No, but Monday, we probably will have something on Monday. Because the boys' golf team yeah. will be down for that. The girls' golf team plays next Thursday, Friday, in the state tournament on Marshalltown, but we're out of school on Tuesday, mm-hmm. so no spirit day for the kids. Unless they want to dress at home, obviously they can wear Beckman gear while they're at home on those first couple days.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure novel over there is what it is. So, well, this is our last get-together of the
yes.
school year, and unless something changes, good news or otherwise.
Yeah.
Let's talk about board updates as we kind of yep. ease into the end of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so our board met last night. One of the things that we talked about there in particular was we have wrapped up a four-year training program that we've done with Xavier Elementary and schools across the Archdiocese of Dubuque with a company called Catholic School Management.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a strategic management and development program. And so it's a four-year process where you work on, first of all, looking at your mission and vision statements, and then looking at your marketing, enrollment, recruitment, and development plans, and putting plans together mm-hmm. to do that along with a strategic plan with goals and objectives. So we're still in COVID. That was in the midst of COVID.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we had to have a modified training program is what we called it, and stretched it out and did some things a little bit differently. But the last session we had formally with the consultant who came in to help all the schools with this process was earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrated that. We'll continue to use the ideas that you build these plans and then continue to use them moving forward. So we'll continue to work with Xavier Elementary, who's our primary elementary school partner in Dyersville and the surrounding areas. And what we'll do is we'll continue to work on new goals, new objectives, look at those pieces, put those plans into place. And we've, you know, when you're in that process, it's like, oh, we really haven't done much. One of the last things we did in our sessions in early May was looked at all the accomplishments mm-hmm. that have happened since that in those 4 years. And there's a lot of things that we've been able to do as a result of that. And that comes from work of our staff members who are part of that team. We also had some parents and board members also be part of that program and kind of in a steering mm-hmm. group. And so we're really appreciative of the work that's been done, and we'll continue to do work on that as well moving forward.
Yeah, talk about ESA updates,
yes,
too.
So educational savings accounts is the program that got passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. That provides funds for families who are interested in attending non-public accredited schools, including Beckman Catholic or area Catholic schools as well. That program's application process starts May 31st.
Okay.
So this year, because the law was passed in January, there's a very narrow short time window for families to apply. Moving forward, it's about a six-month application window. This year, it's 1 month. So if families are interested in applying for and utilizing that ESA program, the application will open on May 31st, so 2 weeks from yesterday, and all applications must be submitted by June 30th.
Wow.
The good news is that there's training sessions that are currently being scheduled. So I attended one just a couple days ago on the school side. There's also ones for parents coming up starting next week. The process should take you no more than 15 minutes to do. It's a very simple process. It doesn't ask you for a lot of information. As long as you have the documentation at the state level you need,
mm-hmm.
you should know your answer if you qualify for the program in 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So very quick process, using a lot of electronic pieces. This year, if you're currently enrolled in a non-public school, there's an income eligibility guideline. The company who's providing the application process and overseeing that communicates with the Iowa Department of Revenue to verify your income. So okay. As long as your taxes are in, they don't check things electronically, and that's why it can be a quick process.
It's like a Polaroid. You submit it, shake the laptop, and you'll know pretty quick.
Right. So if families are interested in that, again, the qualifications for the first year of this program, any student enrolling in a non-public accredited school in Iowa into kindergarten qualifies for an ESA.
Okay.
Any student who's currently enrolled in a public school that wants to move to a non-public school, or that's a homeschooler that wants to move to a non-public school, qualify for the ESA program. And then families who are currently enrolled in non-public schools need to be at 300% of the federal poverty level. And for a family of four, that's the income of $90,000 or less, they qualify for the ESA program in year one.
There you go. And you'll have all the info on your
website. Yes, we have that too. And we'll be looking probably to do some type of help session sometime in early June for families if they want to stop in and how do I apply and walk them through the application process. But otherwise, they can contact, if they're interested in attending Beckman Catholic, they can contact us. If there's another school that they're interested in, they can contact those schools and they'll get the information they
need. Gotcha. One of the cool programs you guys do is this apprenticeship program with all the area businesses.
Yes. So we started an apprenticeship program this year with FarmTech. We have one apprentice who's working out there. We have a second person who is they've identified through their interview process that they'd like to get going, who's now eligible to do that. Part of that is working to expand those programs and our educational part, because we're the training provider essentially at school. So we applied for an apprenticeship grant through the state of Iowa to help with some of that and helping our expansion of that program. We were notified a couple weeks ago that we received a grant. So that grant's going to be used to upgrade our computer lab at school, where we do a lot of the engineering courses. Those computers are getting close. They work, but they're getting older. And so we've thought a good thing to do would be is to upgrade our computers so that if we look at new software programs, especially as we look at those pieces, a lot of times either you need a new operating system or the RAM and the processing and your memory's got to be higher. So we were very pleased to get awarded a grant so that we can do that work.
Good. Awesome. Well, one final thing of looking back at least, staffing for the next year.
So we've and if you talk to other people in my shoes, a principal or a superintendent, either at a public school or a non-public school, a lot of people tell you hiring people is a struggle right now, and finding people is a struggle. When I went into education in college 20 years ago, they said, we have plenty of jobs, don't worry about it, and because people were going to retire. And it's taken a little bit of that time, but that retirement hit is starting to happen. And at the same time that there are fewer individuals going into the education field.
Yeah.
So if you talk to my counterparts or colleagues at and pretty much any area of schools, I think you'd hear a similar piece. So we're looking to hire some folks. It's on our website. If you know of individuals, or you're somebody listening this morning going, oh, maybe I'm looking for a job change, take a look. We've got some openings that we would love to be able to fill.
There you go. Then it all ends as people walk across the stage.
So our commencement is this coming Sunday afternoon, May 21st at 2:00. That's in our school competition gym. It's open to the public, so anybody's welcome to attend. We have 69 students who'll be graduating this year. So we're happy to celebrate their accomplishments on Sunday, and also welcome them into the Beckman Catholic alumni family as well.
Yeah, and then you already kind of touched on it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Sports been good.
Talked about that as well. So girls soccer team lost in a close one last night, 2-1, so their season's finished, but we congratulate them on that. The boys soccer team has a first round bye, so they don't have to play in tonight's first round of state soccer playoffs. Their first game will be on Monday against, we're not sure yet because it depends who wins tonight. And then, like I mentioned earlier, our 4x800 girls relay team is running today at 5:00 down at the state meet. That's a race that it's a one and done. There's no prelims, so they'll go down and run that. As I mentioned yesterday down in Anamosa, our girls golf team qualified for the state meet. So they're headed to Marshalltown next Thursday, Friday. And then earlier this week on Monday, our boys golf team also qualified for the state meet. 2 years in a row for them, so congratulations to them. So they'll be in Ames next Monday and Tuesday, and we're hoping last year they were state runner-up, and I know those young men on that team have had a mission from the beginning of the season that runner-up, they don't want second place this year. They're really focused on doing their best. So we wish all those students that are involved in those pieces starting today good luck.
Well, beautiful weather for running track today.
Yes,
too,
as long as the weather holds.
As long as it holds, and Ames this time of year is beautiful too for next week.
So yep, it'll be good.
Always good to see you. Thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate KMCH allowing us to come over and share the good things that happen at Beckman Catholic.
Yeah. And you mentioned if you guys end up doing a work session, let us know. We'll let everybody know in June.
We'll be sure to put something out if we get that set up.
All right. You better get to school. Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, Jeff Goldsmith is going to join us. Don't you leave, though.